What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
The Burt Show.
So I think my bad travel karma has been confirmed because after we left, we all were trying to leave Los Angeles to go our separate ways, I had a harder time getting out of town than the rest of you. We had talked about my bad travel karma because on a flight back from Florida, was it a month or two ago? I had like three pukers around me on the flight.
Yeah, that was disgusting.
Literally three people puking all around you on
correct.
One flight.
Correct.
Was it just a really turbulent flight?
Yes.
Okay.
The flight from hell. And then on the way out to Los Angeles, I told you about how I was stuck on the runway in the plane because the pilots were actually in another plane in Jacksonville trying to get to Atlanta. So our pilots weren't even there. So we talked about how my travel karma and the things that happen around me during travel are just bizarre. Well, I have another story to add to this.
Aww.
So we all were in Los Angeles for American Idol. Great experience. We're there. Fun. You. Then we're all leaving. And my plans were to drive to Las Vegas because I decided to drive because I had never really explored that part of the country. Mm-hmm. I thought it'd be neat. I got plenty of time. I don't have any rush. And I'll just drive from LA to Vegas, make that drive, see it once. Done.
And you don't like flying anyway.
And I don't like flying anyway. And so I was had booked my flight back to Atlanta from Las Vegas over the weekend because I was meeting Katie in Vegas. Okay. So I had, when I made my plane reservations, I had also made my car reservation. So with a certain company who I will never use again, I had called ahead and I had made a reservation for a car from LA to Vegas because most car companies make you go from airport to airport when they rent a car one way. And this company I used because they did not force you to have to go. I didn't have to go to LAX to pick up this car. I could just pick it up one of the offices that was near our hotel in downtown Los Angeles. So I had
was it a legitimate big company?
Or legitimate was it like big company that everybody's heard of before.
Bucket Rentals or something like that.
It's a national company everybody's heard of. And so
Are you avoiding saying the name because you think we'll be in trouble if we do that?
I don't know. I mean, I can go ahead
this
and say
it. This ain't the Clark Howard Show. You say that name, Melissa. You own your disappointment.
I will never use Avis again. So I had, Avis was the only company that would allow me not to have to go to LAX, which, I mean, why am I going to LAX when I might as well just take the plane? So I had the confirmation number. They had even sent me a reminder email like a couple days before. Don't forget, this is when you're at 9 a.m. on Thursday morning, you're picking up your car, taking it to Las Vegas, dropping it off at one of the hotels near my hotel, and everything's going to be great. Perfect. Got my confirmation number. Everything's great.
Excited. Ready to see a new part
excited,
of the country.
Right. So I have my luggage. I'm ready. I get up early on Thursday morning, and then I go to the Avis office right there in downtown Los Angeles, and I walked in. Melissa Carter, I've got my, here's my confirmation number. I'm ready for my car. And he said, we don't have any cars left.
Oh.
None.
And I said, what do you mean you don't have any cars left? He said, it's a holiday weekend. We don't have any cars left. And I said, but I have my confirmation.
This is a Seinfeld episode. You know this, right?
Anyway.
A reservation.
Is it really?
Having a reservation.
This is a true Seinfeld episode.
You know what? This is my life. So I have a reservation for a car here. And what's the point in a reservation if I can't have a car? So he called one other Avis. All he helped me with was one other Avis. Do you got a car? No. Okay, thanks. He said, I'm sorry. You just are going to have to sit and wait for somebody else to check their car back in.
What?
And I said, well, what time is that going to be? And he said, I have no idea. And then went back to reading whatever he was reading.
No way.
He's
just
and I
rude.
Said, I am stuck in downtown LA with my luggage in tow. I said, will you call me a cab at least? And so he said, sure. So I go out on the curb. There was chairs outside. And I thought, I'm going to cuss this guy out if I stay in here. So I go outside and I sit waiting on a cab. Five cabs pass by. And I turn to look at him in the glass window. And I kind of shrug my shoulders like, And he just shrugged his shoulders back at me. I know he didn't call me a cab.
Mm-hmm.
So I start walking down the street. Because in Los Angeles, unfortunately, Los Angeles is probably very much like Atlanta trying to find a cab. I mean, it's just not like New York.
Right.
Yeah. If you've ever been to New York, the majority of the cars on the street, it's no problem. Los Angeles, it's a little difficult to find a cab.
Everything's a little bit more spread out.
Yes.
Right.
It's very much like Atlanta. Everything is spread out. You have to have a car to get everywhere. So I am walking up the sidewalk in downtown Los Angeles with my luggage without a way to Vegas. And so
must have been steamed.
Livid. So I called Katie, let her know. And I said, I'm just walking down the street trying to find a cab. So I finally see this line of cabs, because at our hotel is the same thing. A lot of hotels have the cabbies park nearby. If the hotel needs it, then they'll whistle for the cab to come over, and the cabs just know the hotel will always have guests ready. So I'm walking to, in the distance, I see a line of cabs, and I think, well, I don't know what hotel this is, but I'm going to go. And then fortunately, I see this one cabbie figured out. She's in need of help.
So, what gave it away, cabbie?
Yeah, what gave it away? My big old luggage I'm hauling up downtown LA at 9 o'clock on a Thursday morning. And so he picked me up. He offered to take me to Vegas for $700. Which I said, no, thank you.
Oh, boy. So like, I don't hate to fly that much.
Right. So I said, take me to LAX. And so I went to LAX. And fortunately, and I want to thank Burt Show listeners, because I had tweeted all this angry as hell. Mm-hmm. And I had Burt Show listeners actually look up flights for me, which was
very sweet.
And
nice.
Tweeted them back to me. And all the people that suggested Southwest, because that's the big hub airline over there, had plenty of flights to Vegas. And so I went to the airport, went up to the Southwest desk. I said, I'm here to buy a ticket. You got something for Vegas? She said, I got something in 40 minutes, and you'll make it in plenty of time.
Get out of here.
So she took my bag.
What was your charge for the last minute ticket?
It was about the same as it would have been for the rental car. It was not that expensive.
That's awesome.
Southwest has so many flights there. And so she said, your bag's going to be fine. She did late check-in, had somebody walk the bag to the gate. I got to the gate. Literally, when I got to the gate, they were boarding, got on the plane, and went and took the hour flight to Vegas.
Wow, really?
Yes.
No pills. So and no Vegas pills.
I had my pills with me at all times.
You did. She did.
Good. She started gnawing on a Xanax in the Avis building when she was talking to that dude.
I said, do you have flights available? And as soon as I gave her my credit card, I popped the pill.
Yes. You know, I can tell you this now because you've landed and all, but that Vegas runway traditionally is one of the bumpiest to land on
because
of the way the heat comes off the desert when you land in Vegas.
It was bumpy.
But you got there.
I got there early, so that was the one good thing, but I will never use Avis again.
No, of course you should.
And the thing is that I know the strongly worded letter, but basically my argument to Avis is just please advertise first come, first serve. Just tell people what you're about.
Well, I think
tell people what you're about.
Or warn you. On the day that you're supposed to pick up, if you don't have any cars available, somebody should call and say,
yes.
I just got to tell you, in 2 hours you're supposed to be here. We got nada.
I'd say just forget the reservation thing. Just first come, first serve. And then there would have been no problem.
Well, don't you think the bigger problem, too, is because the first come, first serve, the reservation thing at rental car booths, that exact situation is a Seinfeld episode with Jerry standing in front of there going,
it's a
reservation. If I don't have, what are you reserving? There's Seinfeld. So everybody thinks they can do Jerry Seinfeld. But the attitude of the employee.
Whose name like, I did get, yes.
They need to train those people like when you step up to that desk.
Well, he should have called. He should have at least made more of an effort. He could have called other rental companies.
Yes.
Yeah. Said, you know, I will call Budget. I will call
said,
Enterprise.
I am so
I will call,
sorry.
And I'm so sorry. And this is why. But no, he was so. He almost blamed me. Like, well, basically, I should have expected it because it's Memorial Day.
Right. And just gave you a toot about it. That sucks.
Call me a taxi, even though he's pretending like he did. I mean, I was so livid. But I made it to Vegas. But yes, I thought I do have bad travel karma.
You do.
I do. I just do. Horrible.
The Burt Show.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.